Welcome to today's Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. This week, we continue to showcase the world-class healthcare available to those of us here in Erie at UPMC Hammett. Today, we're very excited to be joined by Dr. Stephanie Kananda, a pulmonologist at UPMC Comprehensive Lung Center. Thanks for being with us today, Dr. Kananda.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, we're going to go ahead and jump right in. Now, we know November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Why is it important to increase awareness of this disease, Doctor?
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths for both men and women. In 2023, lung and bronchus cancer caused 21% of cancer deaths in men and women. It surpasses breast and colon cancer in mortality. Therefore, you should really take lung cancer screening as seriously as mammograms or colonoscopies.
And Stephanie, could you tell us a little bit about the benefits of early detection for lung cancer and how this impacts patient outcomes?
Early detection increases the amount of time you will survive and improves your chances at a cure. Lung cancer mortality was reduced by about 30% in women in the two largest lung cancer clinical trials that have ever been done, just by doing annual screening. The earlier we find it, the better your treatment options are.
And Dr. Kananda, let's pivot now to risk factors. Are there specific risks for lung cancer you recommend people pay particular attention to?
Absolutely. Smoking is directly related to lung cancer risk, and it has a dose-dependent relationship. So the more you smoke, the more likely your risk is of getting lung cancer. If you have a significant smoking history or a family history of lung cancer, you should be evaluated.
And Stephanie, what are the current criteria for lung cancer screening? Who should consider getting screened?
The most up-to-date criteria for lung cancer screening are for individuals between the ages of 50 and 80 who have a greater than 20-pack year smoking history and have quit less than 15 years ago. So if you smoked one pack per day recently, you may qualify.
Now, Dr. Kananda, for those eligible, what does the lung cancer screening process entail?
Screening for lung cancer is actually very easy. It involves a low-dose CT scan of your chest. It does not require an IV, and the scan itself takes less than a minute. If you've never been in a CT scanner before, it is not enclosed and looks like a giant donut. Most people who are claustrophobic do not have an issue with completing this scan.
Stephanie, smoking, a well-known risk factor for lung cancer. What are some other risks, and what advice do you have for those looking to quit smoking?
Smoking is definitely the most significant risk factor, but other things to keep in mind is a family history of lung cancer, having a diagnosis of COPD or fibrotic lung disease. For those looking to quit, we have medications or nicotine replacement therapy available that can help you. Working closely with your primary care physician or pulmonologist to set a quit date can also be helpful.
Dr. Kananda, are there any new advancements or tools in lung cancer screening that patients should know about?
Yeah, we use CT scans now to screen for lung cancer. A regular chest x-ray is not enough anymore. The CT scanner looks at your lungs from multiple angles and can detect nodules that are smaller than an M&M. So technology has allowed us to catch nodules earlier than ever before.
And Stephanie, I know you emphasize the importance of patients having access to their imaging and understanding their health history. Why is this critical for patient care and advocacy?
This is one of my favorite topics because the human body is complicated and understanding how it works can be intimidating, even for people in the healthcare community. Keeping a notebook where you keep track of your medical history and problems can empower you to make informed choices and improve communication with your doctors. Plus, if you go to multiple health systems for care, having your own imaging with you can expedite treatment recommendations.
We are speaking with Dr. Stephanie Kananda, a pulmonologist at UPMC Comprehensive Lung Center. Dr. Kananda, for individuals who might not meet screening criteria but still feel concerned, what advice would you give them?
Bringing up concerns with your primary care physician should always be your first stop. They are very knowledgeable about screening and can streamline the referral process for you if needed.
Now, Stephanie, as a pulmonologist at UPMC Hammett's Comprehensive Lung Center, what additional resources and support do you offer for lung health beyond cancer prevention?
Well, we are called the Comprehensive Lung Center for a reason. We offer advanced treatments for asthma, including biologic therapies, robotic bronchoscopy for biopsy of small lesions, and an upcoming interstitial lung disease clinic for those with more rare disease processes. We also work closely with the Hillman Cancer Center, Thoracic Surgery Clinic, and Infectious Disease, so all of your providers can be on the same page.
And Dr. Kananda, let's jump in now to family history when it comes to lung cancer risk. What role does that play? And should those with a family history take additional steps toward prevention or additional screenings?
Those with a family history of lung cancer should absolutely avoid tobacco use. We learn more about genetics each year and are always making new discoveries that influence risk. For those with a family history who are worried about their own risk, I recommend an in-depth discussion with a physician. Screening may be warranted depending on exposures and personal history.
Stephanie, what are some common misconceptions about lung cancer risk and early symptoms that you often encounter?
There are many common misconceptions about lung cancer. Although smoking increases your risk, there are many people who never smoked and get lung cancer. Environmental toxins and genetic predisposition can also increase your risk. Many people also think that they will feel differently if they have cancer. The reality is that until your disease process is advanced, you may not be symptomatic at all. Screening for lung cancer is the most important and effective way that you can be evaluated if you have a smoking history.
And Dr. Kananda, how does air quality, both indoors and outdoors, impact lung health? What preventative measures can people take?
Indoor and outdoor air quality have become even more important in recent years. In Erie, we've been exposed to wildfires, which increase pollutants in the air and can exacerbate chronic conditions like COPD or asthma. Advocating for clean air initiatives and limiting outdoor activities on low air quality days can help keep our environment clean and protect you from unwanted exposures. Remember to never mix cleaning products and to only use products like bleach in well-ventilated spaces in terms of indoor air pollutants.
Stephanie, for those considering lung cancer screening, what should they know about the costs and the coverage for those screenings?
That's a very important question for a lot of patients. At the UPMC Comprehensive Lung Center, we have a great team of support staff who help us get authorization from your insurance provider when a scan is ordered. This helps us avoid surprise costs for medically necessary screening or treatment.
Dr. Kananda, when it comes to symptoms or signs related to lung health that individuals should never ignore, even if they seem minor, can you talk about some of those things?
Absolutely. A cough that lasts more than 3 to 6 months, even after a COVID infection, warrants evaluation. Any respiratory symptom in the setting of unintended weight loss, fevers, chills, or night sweats also needs to be evaluated by a physician. Finally, if you ever cough up blood, especially blood that is not mixed with mucus, you need to be seen as soon as possible.
And Stephanie, how has the technology improved lung health treatments in recent years? What advancements do you foresee in the near future?
Our ability to biopsy small nodules has drastically improved over recent years. UPMC Hammett uses the Galaxy robotic bronchoscopy system, which synchronizes to your personal CT scan and then uses live CT scanning to get the most accurate biopsy specimens possible. Utilizing comprehensive and multimodal imaging techniques lets us confirm cancer earlier, which I believe will improve curative intent.
When it comes to scheduling that initial screening, what is the easiest way to go about getting that done for someone who knows that they should probably have that screening done?
If you already have a primary care physician, then they can certainly order a low-dose initial lung cancer screening CT. But if you either don't have a primary care physician or you're having trouble with getting in or something like that, then you can feel free to do a self-referral to our office and we will get it done for you.
And doctor, when it comes to the addiction itself, you know, we often hear from people that, or friends or whoever is suffering from the addiction of nicotine, that, you know, it's just too difficult, or I've been doing it too many years. There's a lot to be said, no matter the age, no matter how long, that quitting can be beneficial at any point. Isn't that true?
Yes, quitting at any point is going to be beneficial for you and your lungs. And if you already have lung disease, it can help prevent that disease process from getting worse, no matter when you quit. So quitting at any point is very important. Obviously, like you said, it is extremely difficult to quit because nicotine is such an addictive substance. But some of the medications that we have available, like Chantix, can make it a lot easier for you to quit, even if you're not sure that you can. If you just have that urge to quit and you feel like you're ready to try, then starting a medication like Chantix can help you.
And I think it's important to know for those people that are at high risk, the work being done at UPMC Comprehensive Lung Center is second to none. So really, whether it's Chantix or another route that is chosen to go, they're not walking alone, are they?
No, absolutely not. And we have tobacco cessation support programs too for people who specifically want to quit or in the process of quitting. So there's a lot of resources available if you are interested, even just interested in quitting smoking.
And what would you say to that person? And candidly, probably they're in every one of our lives that is just very, very afraid to get that screening, to take that initial step.
I would say that fear is normal and worry is normal, but until you get the screening done, you will never know what's going on inside your chest. And you'll never know if there's something completely treatable happening. So even though it's scary, even though it can give you anxiety, having the screening done is an important step that you can take for yourself.
Dr. Kananda, for someone recently diagnosed and receives that unfortunate news, what advice would you give on connecting with support networks or resources?
For someone recently diagnosed, I would say, I'm sorry this is happening. You have to be exceptionally kind to yourself and lean on friends and family for support. For any additional support, we also have a great resource in Erie called the Better Breathers Club for anyone with chronic lung disease. It meets at Sterling Square on the third Friday of each month. You can feel free to visit the American Lung Association website or contact Mary Grotkowski at 814-877-2981 for more information.
Thanks again to our special guest today, Dr. Stephanie Kananda, a pulmonologist at UPMC Comprehensive Lung Center. If you would like to learn more about November being Lung Cancer Awareness Month or the UPMC Comprehensive Lung Center, please call 814-877-8730. Once again, that's 814-877-8730. Join us next week at the same time when we'll be talking to another Great Erie business on Money Radio WPSE's Business Spotlight.